Kentuckiana is getting clowned. Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Karen wrote in, "Hey, Ben and Kelly, you've got a perfect idea for one of your phone taps. Every year, my husband goes all out and throws a huge Super Bowl party at our house. This is the perfect setup to mess with them just a little. Love you guys."
All right. Well, Steven Hassenpepper. So he just needs to actually call Karen to confirm her for the party she's hosting. The problem is her husband answers.
Uh-oh.
And has no idea this is even happening.
Oh, no.
Welcome to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, is Karen there, please?
No, she's not. This is her husband. Can I take a message?
Yes, actually, you probably can help me yourself. It's Steven Hassenpepper from Pure Romance. I just need to confirm that I have the right address to come out and set up your home party on the 11th.
A home party? Not sure. She didn't say anything to me. We have a party scheduled that day for the Super Bowl, but not sure why Karen would have ordered anything. It's, sort of my deal.
Great. It sounds like the party is set. It says here on my sheet, the party starts around 5, so I'm going to need to just come out about an hour before to get things set up.
Set up?
I just come out before, set up tables, make sure the products are displayed. We have found it is much easier for the host, one of the spiffs of hosting a Pure Romance party.
Okay, we're going to need to back the truck up. Did you say Pure Romance? Tell me it's not one of those parties.
Yeah, yes, you've got that right. We do have toys and garments and oils.
I get it, but I know she went to one of these a month or two ago, but she definitely didn't tell me she was having one. That's the same day as my Super Bowl party.
Oh, well, that sounds fantastic. What a fun coincidence.
No, not fun at all. I'm having all my friends over, not a good day, so we're going to need to reschedule.
Well, that's not really up to me. See, your wife set the date and made the deposit. Like I said, I'm just the guy who's setting everything up. So are you guys still at
but, cross that date off your schedule because I can tell you right now it's not happening.
Well, you're going to have to take that up with your wife. I just go by what's on the schedule. Possibly you could combine the two parties.
So my boys are going to come over to watch the big game, and I inform them that, by the way, my wife will be giving a short presentation about all the pink, shaky, good things you can see lying around. I'd never hear the end of it, ever.
Does your TV have an HDMI hookup in the back? Because part of the presentation is done on screen.
The TV is going to be tuned to the Super Bowl. You have no idea how you're stressing me out. We're going to be watching the game. Do not come over with that stuff on Sunday. Seriously.
Oh, hey, I have an idea. You know, we have a device called The Chief. Maybe you could tie that into your party, like cross-marketing or something.
Stop talking about it because it's not happening. You guys need to reschedule.
Or how about this? You could put some of our edibles out with your other snacks.
Did you really just recommend that I put edible underwear out on the table next to the nachos? Did you really just say that? That's what you're talking about when you say edibles, right?
You know, we do have lots of items for men.
I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that. I'm going to let you go and try to get my wife on the phone. Sounds like I need her to call you back and cancel this. All right?
Actually, that won't be necessary because she's listening.
What do you mean?
I mean... this is Ben Davis and Kelly K on 99.7 DJX, and your wife set you up for a little phone tap.
I can't believe it. She was acting suspicious today. I should have known something was up. That was pretty good.
Listen, I love the idea of combining the parties. I think it could be fantastic.
This device is called a Chief, and this one is a... It's not a... It's different number. It's a 49.
Oh, God! So,
I think it'll work. All right. right. That's your phone tap.
I can't breathe.
On 99.7 DJX.